Good morning. We're continuing Chayalim Hilchos Shabbos, and we're finishing off Kal Tazayim, which is talking about the Malach of Berur. At this point, I would like to just read through from the Sefer of Zachor B'Shomer, written by Rav Chaim Zatzal, a list of practical guides to the Malachos of Berur. He gives examples of situations which typically can involve the halacha of the Malacha of Berur. I'm not going to go through all of the details, how to deal with each one of them. Hopefully by now we've given enough information that people will be aware to understand and apply these concepts themselves. So you're going to go through the examples that he gives and just clarify, for example, what are the examples. The first one is the separation and removal of fish bones from fish. A person has bones in the fish. He wants to pull out the bones. There's a potential issue of burrow there, pulling out the bones from the fish. The second one is selecting fruit from a fruit bowl. Number three is peeling fruit and vegetables using a knife or a potato peeler. Number four is cutting away bruised or damaged areas from a fruit, which is similar to the halachos of makalif, of peeling. Number five, removing stones and seeds from fruits. Stones are the pits in the middle. The English word for that is stones. Some English. So taking out the pits follow some of the halachos of the malacha, the rules of peeling, washing fruit. So we touched on a little bit upon the issue of using water as a vehicle to cleanse the fruit and wash away the dirt which is there. Leaving a tap strainer on a tap over Shabbos, that's referring to the you have some type of a strainer over the faucet. So when you pour the water out, it goes through some type of a strainer. Is that going to be problematic or not? Pouring washing up water through a sink tidy. That's his English word. That means the strainer on the bottom of your sink. Pouring dirty water through the strainer, which is going to strain out some of the discard. We spoke about that. Sorting out silverware, crockery, drinking glasses, etc. A person is going to be sorting out silverware or crockery, which would be your plates, glasses, etc. Taking challahs out of a freezer long before the meal. So a person is taking the challahs out, and right now the freezer is a little bit haphazard, different thing that's not so organized. You're taking out the challahs from the freezer. That's a good from the bad, but it has to be for immediate use. Well, it has to defrost. So how much time do you have for that? Making a vegetable or fruit salad on Shabbos, which would involve peeling, could involve taking out pits, it could involve all these different things. As you're making the salad, you have that issue. Removing peas or carrots from water, you have a can and you have a coleslaw and you want to use a spoon to spoon out, to take out the vegetables that you want to use from the water. Tidying up after a meal. So there's a concern that the table might be a taruvus, the items on the plates might be a taruvus, all those issues which could come up. Setting tables for a kiddush or a reception, or tidying up after a Shabbos meal, shalom zahar, kiddush or reception. Preparing clothes for Shabbos morning, a person wants to go through with the what they need for the morning. They want to take it out of their drawer or out of their closet. There might be a taruvus in the drawer or in the closet. You're taking it out not for immediate use, and that might be a problem. Selecting or sorting out svarim, sorting out letters or photographs, selecting magnetic words from a collection of magnets. A person might have a set of different words that they can use. They leave a message on their fridge. So putting together letters to make a word on your fridges might be an issue of code save. We'll talk about that business of Hashem. But let's see, so they have these Shabbos magnets which have full words. Went out, right? But it's in a jumble bubble of items mixed in over there. And the last one, he has a sorting out toys or games before the use, after the use, when you want to put it away. You want to put it away in an orderly fashion. Right now it's a mumble jumble of different types of things, cards, etc., which are part of the game, which are on the which are on the board, and you want to change that. So all of those could be a potential issue of burger. By now, hopefully, we've touched on enough information that you should at least have a basic idea of how each one of these situations is burger and what one should do to avoid burger. Mr. Hashem, we will start the next malacha, which is the malacha of Teichin, in the next year, and meanwhile, have a good day.